AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. I hope you're having a good Monday morning. You know, we like to talk about TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, but we can thank God it's Monday. It's a new day to serve the Lord and to be His witnesses. That's what He's called us to do. That's what we're on earth here to do. As Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when they were asking Him, Lord, is it at this time that you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, it's not for you to know times and epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And first in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth. So remember that. We're given this day, maybe the last one we have, and our job is to be His witness. And if you're going through a difficult time in life, if you are experiencing physical problems and you're facing cancer and other diseases, if your body's just breaking down and it's very, very difficult and you're in a lot of pain, my friend Johnny Erickson Tata says, you know, Jeff, I feel pain all the time, quadriplegic in a wheelchair, but she chooses to rejoice. And I think that is one of the greatest witnesses that we can have, is when someone who's going through a very difficult time, when a Christian is in the fire, so to speak, and that Christian is still praising the Lord and trusting the Lord, that you talk about shine and share. That shines so brightly into people's lives because they say, how do you do this? I couldn't do it. You must have a power within that I don't have. And obviously, we do, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I was up this morning looking at some things in the news just to see what is taking place. And, you know, we call ourselves the United States of America, but we are extremely divided between the left and the right, and the left hates the right, and some would say the right hates the left. I don't think the right hates the left. I would consider myself a very conservative evangelical Christian, conservative in my politics, and conservative in my theology, and conservative in the way I spend money. I'm just conservative in the way I dress, and I'm very, very conservative. I don't hate the left. And as I've said repeatedly, the people on the left are the mission field, but I hate the ideologies of the left because I think they're poisoned. I think they're terrible. And, you know, I'm not alone in that. Even somebody like a Bill Maher, big liberal Bill Maher, who has his show on cable, I guess it's cable, there on Friday nights. Real time, I think it's Real Time with Bill Maher, whatever he calls it. But anyway, you know, he has the panel in. He'll have some conservatives on there, but it's a left leaning show for sure. Well, he recognizes that there are problems in the ideology of the left, and that's not playing well right now in America. So we are divided, and we're seeing big time problems. How are we ever going to come together and be the United States of America? Well, we got to come back to sanity. And I think Bill Maher, even somebody that I wouldn't agree very much with him and he wouldn't agree with me, but we agree on the fact that America needs to come back to sanity. This was a conversation that he had on his show. I believe it was last Friday.
Also, I mean, we're doing this in a world where the Democrats now have a 27% approval rating. So explain that to me. And by the way, 11% with independents. I think in the same NBC poll, 11% with independents. I mean, I said this at the end of last year, like, you lost a crazy contest to a crazy person. What is the answer for the Democrats there? Because they seem to be having a civil war right now. Some of them are going over to, I think, the reality wing of the party. Gavin Newsom is here next week. I think he's made a big change. I love to see that.
This was a while back.
Some of them are saying, get rid of Chuck Schumer, who kept the government running, which was the practical thing to do. And I think the Democrats would have looked worse if he didn't. But they want to throw him out for AOC. What's your view on that?
Well, I don't think they want to throw him out for AOC, but I agree they're in a civil
war. Oh, a lot of them do.
Yeah, but not the ones in power. Look, they're going to look bad for a while because they don't have the power to do the thing their own people want them to do. People come up to me all the time and they say, the Democrats have no message. Why don't they have a message? And I say to them, no. If you listen to them, and I do, it's my job, they have a message. You'd like their message, fine, but they don't have any power. And so all their choices are bad. What you want from them is to make it stop.
Unfortunately,
and they can't make it stop in a way they think they'll win.
So what's the
message? They had a chance. They won. And they had a chance to prove the American people for 4 years that they were moderate. They did want to build things. They weren't these old crazy lefties. And they failed.
Are you plugging my book?
Well, yeah, I'm happy to plug your book. And I love your book, and I love the idea that Democrats should get back into building things, into making things happen, into deregulating, into supercharging the economy. I just think that until the Democrats address some of the core issues, they seem not to want to control immigration. They have extremist views about race. They think that boys should compete with girls in sports and that children should have their sex reassigned. Until they grapple with that first and then have your argument, the two together will work. But you can't do this to avoid that.
Okay, that was from, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, Bill Maher. In his program, and that's, as I said, that's a left-leaning program. They recognize there's a problem, and that one guest said, hey, until they come up with something that's common sense, they're going to continue to have a problem. Now, the one guest said, well, the Democrats have a message, they just don't have the power to get the message out. I don't know what the message is. Burn a Tesla? You know, this idea of peaceful protests, they had a big protest on Saturday at the Tesla dealerships. To my knowledge, they weren't burning anything down. It was during the day. But still, social media X is filled with videos of people scratching cars, keying cars, putting pliers to Teslas. And it's just like, why are you doing that? I would hope that all of us would agree, whether you're left or right, that damaging someone's personal property and vandalizing that is a terrible evil. Quit doing it. It costs people thousands of dollars, and you should have to pay. And if you're doing this as part of a nationwide push from the left to put heat on Elon Musk, we're going to destroy Tesla, we're going to watch your stock go down, and we're going to destroy your cars, and we're going to make it so difficult for people to have Teslas until you quit the Department of Government Efficiency. Well, Elon Musk is not going to quit that, but that seems to be the strategy. So here's the message. This was recently Chuck Schumer on the mainstream media talking about what the Democrats are doing to stop Trump and to stop what they see are terrible policies that are destroying our country.
In 2017, when he was last here, Nancy Pelosi and I said we're going to go after him on health care. He was very unpopular with that. We're going to go after him on tax breaks for the rich. And then we won the House and picked up some seats in the Senate in 2018. Same thing is going to happen now. And we're going to go after him in so many different ways. We are doing much better on the social media, led by Cory Booker and Tina Smith in our House. And so we're reaching people who were not reached before. We are mobilizing In New York, we have people going to the Republican districts and going after these Republicans who are voting for this and forcing them to either change their vote or face the consequences. This is a long, relentless fight that we fight every day. And I am confident that we will bring Trump's popularity, numbers, and strength down if we keep at it and keep at it and keep at it.
So he said they're going, mobilizing, going to Republican districts, disrupting those Republican town halls. You may have seen the videos from that, screaming out things and having to be removed and creating such unrest that a lot of them had to shut those things down. That is not an argument of ideas. That's just like little kids throwing a temper tantrum. I don't understand that at all. You know, it's like the protests we had a few years ago where they're burning down cities and taking over cities in Seattle, you know, the area of downtown Seattle. And it's just sickening. And so if you have an idea and I have an idea and we can present our ideas and then the American people can choose which idea is better, that makes a lot of sense. We don't have to hate each other. I can hate your idea without hating you. And I think that's the big key. And when people attach an idea to their personhood, when they attach, especially this with sexual things, they attach homosexuality to their personhood. They attach the lunacy of transgenderism to their person. This is who I am. If you don't accept me with this that I've attached to my person, you reject me. And so we're never going to get along. The danger with that, if you attach anything, any sin that the Bible calls sin, to your personhood, well, you cut yourself off from ever having a relationship with God, because God's not going to have fellowship with sin. And so if you say, well, God, this is who I am, you're just going to have to accept me for who I am. God says, well, I'm not going to do that. And if you're holding this sin close to your breast and saying, this is me, well, we're never going to get together, because God's eyes, Habakkuk chapter 1, are too pure to look upon sin. He can't look upon sin with favor. Now, God loves sinners, but he hates sin. And God deals with sinners through his Son, the Lord Jesus, whom he gave for sinners on the cross and through the empty tomb so that they could have a relationship with him. But one of the key components of becoming a Christian and getting right with God is repentance. Repent, the message from John the Baptist, the message from Jesus, the message from the apostles. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As Paul said in Acts chapter 7 when he was in Athens, he started connecting with those Athenians. They had all these gods, and his spirit was just agitated within him, provoked, the scripture says in New American Standard, within him as he was observing a city full of idols. And he begins to preach, and he says, hey, you have all these gods, and you even have an altar to an unknown god in case you left one out. He says, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. Let me tell you about the unknown God. The God you don't know is the true God. And he uses that as a springboard into sharing the gospel. And then he says to them, therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to all men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, we shall hear you again concerning this. So Paul went out of their midst. Some made fun of him. They sneered at him. Ah, the resurrection of the dead. What kind of an idiot believes in that? But some responded. And some said, hey, we want to hear more from you. So our job as believers is to share the truth. That doesn't mean that people are necessarily going to believe the truth. That's not our job. We're not defense attorneys. We're not prosecuting attorneys. We're witnesses. And the witness just shares what he has seen and what he's heard. And as it relates to government, we hopefully discern what is real and what is false, what is truth and what is error. And we look at the ideologies from the right and from the left, the philosophy of the right, the philosophy of the left, and we make a decision which one seems like it's going to be best for America. I contend that what you're hearing from the right is what's going to be best for America. Closed borders, law and order, a return to common sense morality. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about the battle between the left and the right. We call ourselves the United States of America, but we're very divided right now. And what I see taking place on the left, a lot of violence coming from people that maybe aren't very stable to begin with, but when they watch the news and they're told to fight and they're told Elon Musk is terrible and he's destroying America along with Donald Trump, when they're told constantly that these men are fascists, they're dictators, they're Hitler, they're Stalin, they're, you know, the Antichrist, as it goes so far to say that Trump is the Antichrist, and now I guess Elon Musk, they kind of have their ire more at Elon Musk these days because he heads up Doge, and Doge is uncovering all this fraud and corruption. Well, Elon Musk held a town hall yesterday in Wisconsin. There's a big vote tomorrow in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court elections take place. You have the more conservative candidate, Brad Shimel, and then you have the more liberal candidate, Susan Crawford. The court in Wisconsin is 4-3 with a liberal majority, but liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, she retires after 30 years. These judges serve for 10-year terms. And so I was looking this up. I didn't know a lot about it, but I was looking it up. And so what are the major issues? Because this is a big deal. It's a big deal if Elon Musk held a town hall there. And you might have seen that he gave away two $1 million checks to people who had already voted, but people that were signed a petition against activist judges. And I guess there was a drawing, and two people got a $1 million check. And I thought to myself, you know, isn't that what Tim Walz said? If he had all the money that Elon Musk had, he'd just give it away to people. And so no doubt Elon Musk just gave away $2 million, but Tim Walz will find some reason to hate that. And, it's exactly what Trump said. No matter what I say or do, you're going to hate it. So you've just chosen to hate me, and so there you go. But one major issue at stake in this election in Wisconsin is abortion access. And I'm getting this from Grok 3. I asked Grok 3, what's the deal on the Wisconsin election? So this is what Grok has come up with. The abortion access, the court is poised to rule on cases like Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin versus Yermansky, and another case which addresses whether an 1849 law bans abortion, and if the state constitution protects abortion rights, these decisions could either solidify or restrict reproductive freedoms. I hate that. Reproductive freedom just means killing babies. They could either solidify or restrict killing babies in Wisconsin, a state where abortion is currently legal following a 2023 lower court ruling. Voting rights and election integrity are also on the line. The court has recently made pivotal decisions such as reinstating ballot drop boxes in 2024 and rejecting a 2020 challenge by then President Donald Trump to overturn election results. Ballot boxes, no. I am of the opinion that we ought to have one-day voting, paper ballots. You have to show your ID. You make it as fraud-proof as possible. You don't do anything that could create loopholes. And so that's a big issue. Redistricting is another high-stakes issue. And in 2023, the liberal majority struck down gerrymandering legislative maps leading to fairer districts that boosted Democratic gains in 2024. And so they're already breaking records, spending over $80 million in this election. So Brad Schimel is the conservative judge that is running, and Susan Crawford is the liberal. And so that's a big deal. And so Elon Musk was there last night at his town hall, and he welcomed to the stage Antonio Gracias, I guess that's how you say his name. That's how it's spelled anyway. And he's working with Doge, and he's working with the Social Security team. And this is what they found. They said, hey, they showed a big thing on the screen. You might have seen it. And all these people that came into the country illegally that now have Social Security numbers, and it has been at an alarming rate. But then he showed in 2024, it jumped, it more than doubled these folks. And so Elon Musk, his opinion as he connects the dots, and I haven't found anything that would say Elon Musk is a big fraudster, he's a con man, he's all smoke and mirrors, he lies every time he opens his mouth. I haven't found anything like that with him. I think the guy, not a believer, but I think the guy cares about America. He seems to care about America, unless he's just the biggest deceiver the world has ever known. And we, you know, he says one thing, but he's really doing something else, and we don't know what that something else is. I don't see that in him at all. I see a guy that loves America and wants to save America and wants to right the financial ship that's about to sink. And so this is what he said about all these illegal aliens who received Social Security benefits, got their Social Security card or an equivalent of that, and how wrong it is. And it just shows all the corruption and waste in our government, especially in the Social Security office. This is what he had to say.
Because there's still actually a lot of people out there, especially in the sort of center third of the country, that somehow think this is made up by the right, or it's like some fiction. It's not that it's somehow not true, but it is absolutely true, and you can see that if you look at things like the state of New York, which tried to make it legal for illegal immigrants to vote in the state of New York, that was only shut down by the New York Supreme Court a few weeks ago. And California has made it health care available to all illegals in the state. And they initially claimed that it would only cost $3 billion. It's now $9 billion and climbing. So if you create a massive financial incentive for people to come to the United States illegally, then that's what they will do. It's a very sort of, it'd be stranger, it'd be odd if that didn't happen. So the thing that is actually has the Democrats losing their mind by far, the real reason for these attacks and sort of the burning of the cars and everything, is that we're going to turn off the payments to illegals.
So I think what he's saying is true. They're going after that and turn off the payments to illegals. We all saw that what was going on in New York and how FEMA was funding that, and Doge and President Trump uncovered that. Hey, we're going to stop this. You're not going to do that. And they still wanted to do it, and they still were pushing for that. Well, I would think most Americans with half a brain would say, hey, you can't send millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars, whatever the number is that we're spending. You can't do that. That's not right for these people that came into the country illegally. Well, that's what they're finding with Social Security. And you get all these Social Security benefits. You're not a citizen of America. And you didn't even go through the right channels to become a citizen of America. Elon Musk was not born in America, but he went through the right channels to become an American citizen. So here is Elon Musk talking with his fellow Doge worker, Antonio Gracias, about this situation in the Social Security system.
In and then Social Security Administration automatically send you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
This is worth like just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He was asleep. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
All right, now, when you that's him connecting the dots. That's what he said. That was the goal. Now, if you poll people about that, and I like to poll Grok or a whatever AI, ChatGPT, whatever it is, and what I've noticed with those AI programs, they'll say, "Well, you can't say that for sure. The evidence is not there that would definitively make that case that Elon Musk is making." But if you connect the dots, why would you be shipping these people to these cities? Why would you be paying them? What's the end game here? You have to ask yourself that question. Well, what is motivating this? And so he said, it's not just Joe Biden was asleep at the switch. No, and he goes on to say, and we'll play the clip, that it didn't matter whether it was Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever. It's the machine that wants to stay in power, that's doing whatever they can to stay in power. And in my opinion, it's because your ideas don't hold up. I present my idea, you present your idea for a better America. Your ideas don't hold up. Your ideas don't work. Liberalism never works. Now, communism and socialism, all that sounds so good. It doesn't work. You know why? Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And you let people have power like that over others and take away their liberties. You're going to turn into Russia. You're going to turn into Venezuela. You're going to turn into North Korea. People are going to die. That's what history has shown. Time and time and time again. I had one friend of mine, he's like, "Oh, you don't understand. It's not socialism, it's democratic socialism." Oh, wow. Now that clears it up for me. Then it'll be wonderful. We'll all live in utopia. I don't believe it for a second. So here is Elon Musk. Continue with the clip.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through, on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote.
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already, that's already happening. Right now. Yeah. And the truly disturbing thing, though, I just want you to know, this is a truly disturbing thing to me, and the darkest thing about this to me, the voter fraud is terrible, but the human tragedy this created is extraordinary, because what you don't understand, and people don't know, and Americans need to know, that's why I'm here, is that human traffickers made $13 to $15 billion off of this, okay? That's the money that's going around the world, moving people around the world to our borders because of these incentives. How does it work? What happens? Hey, if you're in Africa, you're in South America, you gotta walk up through Mexico, through this America, who do you pay? You pay the narcos, you pay the traffickers, right? And we were told by ICE, it's between $20,000 and $500, depends if they pick you up, to walk across all those countries.
So that was from the town hall last night, as Elon Musk revealed from their work at Doge, that you have all these people who are here illegally, who are getting full Social Security benefits, and who are actually voting in our elections. And he connects the dots, and he said that was the end game. That's what they wanted to do. You just flood the decks with illegals. You give them all this money, And you have a voter for life. And he said, you can take all the swing states and you can turn them blue, and then America becomes a one-party state and a one-party government. And then we're just stuck with the ideas on the left. And as we saw in the Biden administration, the ideas on the left with abortion on demand, there are no limits with your health and human services assistant director or director, whatever, the guy that thinks he's a woman and dresses in a dress. And I mean, it's just insanity. And to have DEI just flood the country, flood the government, flood the military, it's terrible. And that will end in disaster. So I believe that the ideas that are being presented by the right, this is what we need to do to save the country. I think those are sound. I think those make sense. Are they going to be right on everything? No. Are you right on everything? No. Am I right on everything? No. I want to be right. I want to study if I'm wrong somewhere, I want to say, okay, well, where did I miss it? All right, I missed it here, and I need to align myself with the truth. And so, I heard John MacArthur say this one day, and it's really true. He said, I'm driven by the truth. What motivates me is the truth, and I want to present the truth to people. And whether they believe the truth or not, that's on them. But going back to what I said at the top of the program, our job as a witness is to share the truth. And we tell, we're like a modern day Noah, and the flood of destruction is coming. And the Lord's told us this is coming. And what do we tell people? Listen, there's an ark of safety. His name is Jesus. He will save anybody who comes to him in repentance and faith. If people want to argue with you about that, that's their business. I'm not really into arguing. I'm just saying, hey, I'm just here to warn you. If you don't want to be warned, that's your business. But this is what's coming down the pike. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. And as is our practice, when we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, I would love to talk to you. So pick up the phone, give me a call, and let's talk. If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life or the death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, the mother will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. As you heard about Activate Summit 2025, let me just encourage you to check it out. You can go to afa.net/summit to find out more information. It's a great conference, June 12th through the 14th. And special pricing ends Friday, April 18th. So it's $75 for adults 13 and up, $50 for kids 6 to 12, and free for children 5 and under. Well, we are going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from you. It's always fun to talk to our listeners. And we have Chris on the line from Texas. Chris, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I wanted to let you know, I attended the Plano, Texas Tesla and honor of Elon. And we had our signs and our American flags honoring and saying, go Elon, thank you Elon. And we were outnumbered naturally, but a gentleman walked up and said, I just bought my son a Tesla. And so I gave him a big hug and I got to talking to the son and I said, what's your dad do? And he says, he's a reporter. And I said, oh, what's his name? He said, Grant Stinchfield. So if you go to Grant Stinchfield on Facebook, you can see his interview with the protesters, and he goes up to them and talks to them. And some of them had a mask on, and they always, like, wear masks. I think a lot of the times you see them in public wearing their masks, too. You can tell they're Democrats. But this one, they were just had, like, a scarf. And so a gentleman said, well, we don't want you to identify who we are, is what they said. And then they would walk by us and say, you're trash. You're trash. Go back to your trailer parks. And another one would come over to us and say, you're probably going to buy a Tesla today, aren't you? You're going to buy a Tesla, right? And I said, no. You know, so they are just very angry people. And I just enjoy going there to support him. So I'm glad to see people, glad that we were there. I had a lady pull out of a car at the end and just pull up to the dealership and said, thank you for being here. So
good.
I just wanted to
Were people coming to obviously that guy bought a Tesla, but were people coming into the store to actually conduct business?
Oh, yes, I believe so. I was there last week as well, and my friend and I wanted to see what the Tesla truck looked like, and there were slews of people in there last week as well, and they were busy. Yes, there were lots of people pulling in. So we were there at the entrance with our sign that said, thank you, Elon. And thank you, and giving a thumbs up to the people driving in at the entrance. So, I thought they were busy. So,
did you get cursed at or anything like that, Chris?
Oh my, definitely. Yes, they were mad at us. Yes,
yeah.
They were holding their signs in front of us. Like one lady was jumping in front of me, and what are you doing here at our protest? And they're just very angry people. On the other hand, there were a couple of them, because I'm going to say there were 100 at least of them. And one lady had a wagon, and she was like, you're not on our side, but would you like a drink? So I thought that was nice of them to do that. But so there's just like with us, there's some that are more angry, and some people just deal with them and try to talk to them. In fact, last week, my friend and I went, I think I mentioned Mike's Liberty. Mike's Liberty Talks on YouTube posted us, and if you look up Tesla protest in Plano with Mike's Liberty Talks, but my friend tried to talk to some of them and just say, hey, you know, why do you feel that way? And try to convince them, why do they think with how they think? So we did red pill one guy. So,
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you did that, Chris. And, you know, like I said, I don't see anything in Elon Musk that would say this is a nefarious guy. He's got evil intentions. He's trying to destroy the country. He's trying to, you know, steal money. I don't see any of that. I see a guy that's lost $100 billion since he's supported Donald Trump, and then have his company come, you know, just attack like ants in an anthill, just coming after him. But he's still holding his ground, and he's trying to do something good for the country. And I think a guy like that deserves our applause and our thanks, not our criticisms and our vitriol, which he's getting in spades from the left. So I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you sharing that. I was watching a clip from Joe Rogan, and he was talking about how Elon Musk, and he's had Elon on his program, and he said, you know, I don't understand with the return of the astronauts and how that came from SpaceX and Elon Musk, and people tried to say, oh, it's NASA and all that. NASA couldn't do that. They had to contract with SpaceX to go get them. But if you'll notice, the clips that I watched from CBS and ABC, NBC, they didn't say anything about Elon Musk because you can't. He's public enemy number one. It used to be Donald Trump. Now it's Elon Musk. Now they're vying for who's public enemy number one. But they would never say his name. And I don't even think they wanted to say SpaceX's name. So they're just going to downplay that. Now, if that had been George Soros, who had a company that did that, they would be praising his name all over the place. They'd want to interview him and how did you do it and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see George Soros ever doing anything that benefits America. You know, he's always doing things that seem to destroy America. And it's one thing, you know, just this idea, and Elon Musk and Donald Trump have made this clear. It's like, well, okay, so you want to keep giving money to Ukraine and supporting the war in Ukraine and supporting the Ukrainians. Okay, that's good and fine. Where is the off-ramp here? How does this come to a close? Are you just fine continuing to give hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and however they're using that, which is very suspect, and letting all their people get killed and get killed on the other side, and there's no end, there's no solution to this. So what is your plan? You know, as we played that clip, the guy on Bill Maher's program, oh, the Democrats have a message. I don't know what their message is. Their message seems to be we're going to just fight Trump at every point and we're going to mobilize and we're going to have protests and we're going to send our minions into these Republican town halls to disrupt and cause trouble and shut them down and scream. That's not a message. And so, but when your plan and your program, as the one guy said on Bill Maher's program, hey, you had 4 years under Joe Biden. You had 4 years to, you know, build back better, as your catchphrase was. You didn't do it. And so you lost because of that. And, you know, we need to pray, as I've said repeatedly, and I'm telling myself this because it's easy to get busy and then you don't pray. But we need to pray that God would have mercy on our country, that God would give his hedge of protection to those in leadership, and that we would see the divided states of America become united again. The solution to the problems in our country and the problems in our world, they're not going to be solved politically. They are spiritual problems. We are living in a Romans 1 situation, and because we reject God by and large, as a society, well, God gives you over to sexual immorality, to homosexual immorality, and then to a reprobate mind, and a mind that no longer functions, and a mind that can't connect dots, and a mind that can't add up 2 + 2 morally. And we're just poisoned with this. And people are, as Chris said, you know, there's so much anger and so much hatred toward Donald Trump, toward Elon Musk, and toward Hegseth and Rubio, and, you know, just whoever's associated with this administration. And you got to ask yourself, if you have that much hate in your heart, something is seriously wrong. And you got to start looking in the mirror and saying, why am I so angry? And why do I want to damage people's property? And why am I doing the things I'm doing? It's not healthy. I have a friend of mine. I just told him, I said, the way you're carrying on, this is not good for you. This is not good for your health. But he just sees himself as a crusader. And, you know, he's doing all he can to save our democracy. the left's not trying to save our democracy. They're trying, as Elon Musk has said, save our bureaucracy. Well, the bureaucracy doesn't need to be saved. Now, Bill Maher was talking also on his program. He was talking about what DOGE is doing and the Department of Education and gutting that and gutting USAID. And this is what he had to say.
What does the panel think of the Trump administration gutting and potentially eliminating the Department of Education? I'm still thinking about it, honestly.
Hey, you take this one.
But here's what I care about. I've got kids who are coming from poor families who rely on this funding from the federal government to have a shot in life. I said before, I want every child of God to have the freedom to chart their own course, the opportunity to succeed. The federal government made a compact with those kids. I hope they don't break that compact with those kids.
Yeah, I guess what the question, though, really is the Department of Education doing that? Is it now? They probably are doing some good work. I'm sure they are. What is their budget? Like $200 billion or something? But it also looks like some of these places are just funneling money to people who are not solving the problem. I mean, I saw that story about the $20 billion that went out the door after Biden lost the EPA. There was $20 billion. That they shoveled to groups because Trump was coming and then they were gonna reverse right. All this stuff. And the supposedly environmental groups, and they were not really environmental groups. Like I said before, I care about the plastics. Do I think this money was gonna get rid of the plastics in my brain? I do not. So I am skeptical of the Department of Education. Yeah. And I think every Democrat who runs really needs to take on this issue because that's your portfolio, education.
Yeah, so that's a big time liberal, Bill Maher, but he's not, his brain still seems to function with common sense, to some degree anyway, and he recognizes, hey, you know, maybe you're doing some good things, but you have a $200 billion budget or whatever it is. And you're wasting a lot of this, and whether it's waste or whether it's fraud. Elon Musk said it's roughly 80% waste, 20% fraud. Well, 20% fraud on a $200 billion budget, that's a lot of fraud. And giving away $20 billion, you know, the government treats money like it's monopoly money. You know, we just make more. $20 billion, well, that's just nothing. You know, USAID, well, it's such a small sliver of our budget. Why even go after that? Why even care? Now, you're going to kill, I heard this from the left, well, you're killing millions and millions of Africans. I think it was Bill Gates that said that. Because you cut USAID, you kill millions of Africans. Well, I think that you ought to look at what somebody's doing, and whatever they do that's good, keep doing that. But you can do it through other avenues. You don't have to do it through USAID, but you get rid of that. That's just a bloated bag of waste and corruption. Get rid of that. And whatever is good that you can find in it, well, keep doing that through another vehicle of help and provide real help, not just manufactured help and hiding behind that. It's kind of like the terrorists. You know, what are they going to do? They're going to put their missile launchers by a hospital or by a school. So it looks like it's good and fine, and you can't touch this because we're a hospital, we're a school. But they're the ones that are setting up the missile launchers. They're on purpose. And so when you bomb that, you're the bad guy. Look what you did. You bombed that. No, you're the bad guy because you set it up there. And you did that for a reason. Well, we are the divided states of America right now. And we need to get back to being the United States of America. We need to get back to working together to solve problems in our country, to get back to law and order, to get back to closed borders, to get back to common sense morality. It seems to me that Donald Trump wants to do that. Obviously not a perfect guy. Obviously can be very abrasive. Obviously can be very egotistical. But we need to pray for him. We're commanded in Scripture to pray for him. And hats off to the guy for his tenacity. Hats off to Elon Musk for his tenacity and for the administration. They don't do everything perfect, just like you don't do everything perfectly well, but they're trying to do things right. So let's pray. Let's ask God to do great things in America. And more importantly, the most important thing, ask God to change the hearts of the people, to open their eyes to truth, because God is declaring that all men everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. And that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.